Good morning, Boston, New England, America, the whole wide world. I'm so glad you're tuning in. You're listening to Ultimate Rock Radio. I'm your host, FR, and I got a great show for you today. We're going to begin with songs that my two late sisters and my brother liked. This is what I heard growing up. I was the youngest in the family. And it doesn't even put a dent into all the music they liked. There was always music playing in my house. My two sisters and my mother would be up dancing in the living room with the hi-fi stereo or in the kitchen with the counter radio to all the big hits on the AM radio stations, WRKO, WMEX. Great times, great memories back then. I'll tell you, I miss it. I miss my two sisters and brother very much. And also my late mother and father. I'm going to be playing a couple of tracks for them later in the show, who passed away in 1980 and 1994. So this is for you guys. I'm sure you're looking down, and I want you to know I miss you greatly and loved you very much and always will. So the next 20 minutes are dedicated to you. Rest in peace and enjoy. So here it is, coming from Ed Sullivan's Rock and Roll Classics, Top Songs of 1970. And then after that, we're gonna maybe squeeze in some locals and some more great music, maybe a couple from the big guns too. All right, so whatever you do, don't touch that dial. Keep it locked right here at WMFO Medford, 91.5 FM, and streaming live worldwide on the web at WMFO.org.
Coming up on Ed Sullivan's Rock and Roll Classics, the top hits of 1970, the beginning of a new musical era.
Raindrops are falling on my head.
B.J. Thomas, a number one hit from a box office smash.
Ooh, darling, I was blind to let you go.
The Jackson 5 and Michael Jackson, 9 years old or 11 years old, age didn't matter.
But all I do is cry.
The Fifth Dimension and the Wedding Bell Blues.
Someday we'll be together. Oh, yeah.
Motown's Finest. This is the last time they would ever appear on TV as the Supremes.
Sharing horizons that are new to us.
The Carpenters, winners of the Grammy Award for Best New Artist of 1970. Coming up, the beginning of a new era, the top hits of 1970 on Ed Sullivan's Rock and Roll Classics.
One, two, three!
Ooh, ooh. Ooh.
1970, a new decade and a new beginning. The nation was outraged when four students were killed by National Guardsmen at Kent State University. America was shocked by the breakup of the Beatles. And the world was mesmerized by Apollo 13's safe return from its near disastrous spaceflight. And Ed Sullivan? He continued to give us the very best acts in rock and roll.
Everybody in the country watched Ed Sullivan on a Sunday night.
I think the reason Ed Sullivan was so successful for so long was, bottom line, he was a sweetheart.
On January 25th, 1970, B.J. Thomas appeared on The Sullivan Show with Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head, one of the top hits of 1970.
In the Paul Newman film, Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, B.J. was chosen by Burt Bacharach and Hal David to sing this song. Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head. You saw it, so let's have a look.
Raindrops are falling on my head. And just like the guy whose feet are too big for his bed, nothing seems to fit. Those raindrops are falling on my head. They keep falling. So I just did me some talking to the sun. And I said I didn't like the way he got things done. Sleeping on the job. Those raindrops are falling on my head. They keep falling. But there's one thing I know. The blues they send to me
But that doesn't mean my eyes will soon be turning red. Crying's not for me, 'cause I'm never gonna stop the rain by complaining, because I'm free. Nothing's worrying me. It won't be long till happiness steps up to greet me. Raindrops keep falling on my head, but that doesn't mean my eyes will soon be turning red. Crying's not for me, 'cause I'm never gonna stop the rain by complaining, because I'm free. Nothing's worrying me.
A year before this Jackson 5 appearance, Motown founder Berry Gordy, in an attempt to capitalize on the boys' youthfulness, had distributed a press release claiming each of the brothers were 2 full years younger than their actual age. Now, when the Jackson 5 appeared on The Sullivan Show on May 10, 1970, age was of no consequence. They were still up past their bedtime and bringing down the house. While free love was sometimes turning strangers into family, The Vietnam War was often turning family into strangers. Fathers were pitted against sons, and America's boys were sent to war. The anti-war film MASH was a major box office winner, and the debut of Monday Night Football gave every sports fan in America a reason to celebrate. The Fifth Dimension had reason to celebrate, too. Not only had their 1970 song, One Less Bell to Answer, sold over a million records, two of its band members, Marilyn McCool and Billy Davis Jr., celebrated their marriage to each other. And here they are on The Sullivan Show with their top hit of 1970, One Less Bell to Answer.
Here are the Fifth Dimensions.
One less bell to answer, one less egg to fry, one less man to pick up after. I should be happy, but all I do is cry. I should be happy. I only know that since he left my life so empty. Though I try to forget, it just can't be done. Each time the doorbell rings, I still run.
I
don't know.
Carpenter's glory years and wonderful success is made bittersweet with the sadness of Karen's untimely death. Their early years were filled with celebration. In 1970, they christened their career by winning the Grammy for Best New Artist. And here they are, starting off the new decade singing, We've Only Just Begun.
We've only just begun to live. White lace and promises, a kiss for luck and we're on our way.
We've only begun.
Before the rising sun, we fly.
And the Supremes began the 70s with yet another hit. It would, however, be their final one. After this release, Diana Ross left the group to begin a solo career. Here they are, the greatest girl group of all time, on The Ed Sullivan Show, performing Someday We'll Be Together.
As you know, Diana Ross is continuing her career as a single star. And now, in their last television appearance together, here's Diana and the Supremes singing their current number one record, Someday We'll Be Together.
Yes, we will. Going out to my late family. Miss you very much.
It's 1970 and the beginning of a new decade and a new legacy. Here's the Jackson 5 with their third number one hit of 1970.
But right now, here they are again singing The Love You Say from their new album, ABC.
Stop.
All right, you're listening to Ultimate Rock Radio. I'm your host, FR, and you just heard some songs I played for members of my family who passed away, my brother, my two sisters, my mother and father, and they all really get into music, and there was always music playing in the house, and that's why I'm into music. If it wasn't for them, I don't think I'd be broadcasting music here on the radio. They're a big influence on me. That's all I heard growing up in the house, always music playing. Well, not all the time, but quite a bit. So I hope you guys enjoyed that. Coming up, we have some great locals and more songs with hooks from the big guns coming your way in about 1 minute from now.
You're listening to Ultimate Rock Radio on WMFO Medford, 91.5 FM, and live worldwide on the web at WMFO.org.
It's a medical breakthrough. Doctors are prescribing something new to help prevent cancer and improve survival rates. But you don't get it filled at the pharmacy. The answer is as close as your local supermarket. That's right. Research has shown that a diet rich in fruits, vegetables, beans, whole grains, and other high-fiber vegetarian foods protects against cancer and can even help survival rates. Side effects of a vegetarian diet include increased energy, lower cholesterol levels, and better overall health. And with the right recipes, a high-fiber vegetarian diet can be a delicious way to help shed those unwanted pounds. So, stock up today. For a free nutrition booklet filled with delicious cancer-fighting recipes, visit cancerproject.org or call 866-906-WELL. That's 866-906-WELL. This message brought to you by the Cancer Project, committed to preventing cancer and improving survival.
Okay, here's one with me on drums. It's a band I was in back in the day called Ray Paul and RPM. Track is called Tin Soldier, and it was live at the Inn Square Bar in Cambridge, way back in the day.
We'll be right back.
All right, you're listening to Ultimate Rock Radio. I'm your host, FR, and this one's going out to my wife by request. She wants to hear Queen, Radio Gaga. Enjoy on WMFO Medford. Okay, this is one of my own. It's called Peace, and it's by my own music project called FR Music. I don't play live or anything. It's just a side project. I used to play live back in the day, but now I just do it as a hobby, just studio projects. It's a lot of fun. On lead guitar is my friend Sippy. He does some really nice lead guitar work on it, and I play all the other instruments, and I do all the vocals as well, and I recorded and mixed it. It's a rough mix. Hope you enjoy.
People say they don't give a damn.
right, you're listening to Ultimate Rock Radio. I'm your host, FR, and that's going to do it for today's show. I'll be back next Monday, 10 a.m. Hope you guys join me again. And let me tell you what you just heard. That was one of my own. It was called Peace by FR Music, my own music project. And that was with my friend Sippy on lead guitar. And before that, we had Radio Gaga by Queen by request for my wife. And before that one, we had Subtle and Serious by Smitty Smitty. And before that one, we had I Saw the Light by Todd Rundgren, Romance by Hummingbird Syndicate, Incense and Peppermints by Vibravoid from the Politics of Ecstasy album, Joined Together by the Dead Daisies. Before that one, at the top, we had Tin Soldier Live by my old band, Ray Paul and RPM, band I was in back in the day. And that was live at the N Square Bar in Cambridge. And let's see, before that one, we had The Love You Save by Jackson 5, Someday We'll Be Together by Diana Ross and the Supremes, We've Only Just Begun by The Carpenters, One Less Bell to Answer by Fifth Dimension, I Want You Back by Jackson 5, and way, way up at the top was Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head by BJ Thomas. I'm going to leave you with a couple of more tracks, maybe three, and it's going to lead you right into the next show. Stay tuned for DJ D's Dance Music Express at 11 a.m. All right, take care now. Hope you guys enjoyed the show. And I'll catch you next Monday, 10 a.m. Have a good one.
Deep inside of me, failure just open up another door. She ain't coming back again. She is gone forever, friend. She ain't coming back again. Look outside. Can you see it in the wind? Lonely nights. I wish I had you back again. She ain't coming back again. She is gone forever, friend. She ain't coming back again. Oh, now it hit me so lonely. Coming back again. She is gone forever, friend. She ain't coming back again. Oh, now it ended so lonely. Move in time. Push it back inside my head. It blows my mind just how quickly things can end. She ain't coming back again. She is gone forever, friend. She ain't coming back again. Out now, it hit me so lonely.
need the lovin', and I'm not to blame now.